very powerful medrash in the beginning of the parsha, a very synthetic medrash. The medrash talks about what is the chayk of paradum. There are different angles of the chayk, but the medrash learns in this medrash that the angle of the chayk is you have something that even though it's coming to be mitar tmeyim, it's coming to be mitar somebody who's tamei meis, but whoever touches it or is icing in it becomes tamei. It's a chayk, because what is it? Is it something that makes you tar, or is it something that makes you tamei? It's a stira kilu. On one hand, the people who are icing in it and touching it are becoming tamei. On the other hand, it's being mitar people. Because the Medrash says, Al zeh ne'emar ha'pasuk, mi yitein tamei mitar. Tahar mitame. How could it be that tahar could come out of something which causes tumah? And the Medrash goes ahead and it continues. And this is something we find. We found that Terach, who was the Rasha, who was a Meicher Avodah Zarah, as Kimuvan, when he had a son and he was bringing up his son, he was bringing up his son to be the next Moicher Avodah Zarah, like all good fathers, like whatever, he has a good business, he wants to bring his son into the business. As what was the chinuch that Avraham Avinu got? He did not send him to Lakewood, BMG. He sent him somewhere else, to Yeshiva. He didn't send him to Yeshiva. Yet Avram, who was such a tzaddik, and Rosh HaMaminim, came out of Terach, who was the Moicher Avodah Zarah, and it's a Pella. And it brings other examples of tzaddikim that came out of Big Rishayim, Menashe, from Achaz, Bechulei, brings other Mishalim. As the Medrash over here is coming to teach us that Para, in the Chayk of Para, is actually a tremendous eye-opener about every person. Every person, many times, we have a feeling inside of us, you know, I'm not perfect, I'm not the biggest tzaddik, I should have been better. And sometimes we can get very hard on ourselves and very down on ourselves. Why aren't I doing the way I should? Befrat when it comes to this part of this man, and it gets much harder. And sometimes we can do different things. Many times we can even be einstein in what we're doing. We saw different things. We hear different things. We talk about different things. We can feel very bad about ourselves. As the Medrash is coming to help rebuild us in a very special way. And that is, never give up. Mi yitein tahar mitameh. Even from what looks like the most tumadika thing, it could come out the most taradika thing. As it's coming to teach every person on the tremendous kleichus that a person has inside of him, what he could do, how he could make a mapecha. And that's why before Pesach we read Parshas Parah, and then we read Parshas HaChodesh. Why are you reading Parshas Parah before Parshas HaChodesh? As there's one pshat, which is the Alderich HaPshat, because we're hoping we'll have a Karban Pesach, and we have to be mitar from Tumas Meis. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Of Mefidus Medrash is a Gevaldik pshat, a deeper pshat, because the Inyan of Pesach, the Inyan of Parshas Chodesh, is to be mischadish, is to start over from scratch, is to start over from new, to turn over a new leaf, a better leaf. Parshas Parah is the Hakdama to that. It teaches us how a person is always able to change, always able to grow, always able to enhance who he is. And why was it Nirmaz in Parshas Parah? Because that is what Parah is, the Yidin did the Chet HaEgel. It's one of the worst Chattayim that the Yidin did. By Matan Torah, which was Nimshal to a Chuppah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as they made an eagle, an Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says in Shabbos, it's Doimer, Darshan from a Pasuk, to an Isha who's Mezana in a Chuppah. You get married to a Kala and you walk into a Yichud room and the Isha's being Mezana with someone else. A tremendous Tzar, Oyem Benoira, the Pira that it would cause in the relationship between his new husband and his Kala. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us back Apara Aduma, to teach us, even if there's a Cheda Egel, there's a Tikkun Apara Aduma. A person could always grow. A person could always get closer to Hashem. He could always come back to Hashem. He could always be a bigger Masmid. He could always work on his Midas. There's always room to grow. That's one angle of the mitzvah of Har Aduma. But the Medrash actually continues and says another example. You know what another big chiddush to people is? That it's Efshel Lotzeis Mi Oilam Hazeh, Oilam Haba. How could it come out of Oilam Hazeh, Oilam Haba? We live in a world that's so magushim, there's so much kashrus, there's so much things going on here that are terrible, that are not good. From Oilam Hazeh comes out Oilam Haba. The Oilam Hazeh, we have to be parish in the Oilam Hazeh. We have to avoid it as much as possible. We can't get next to it. It's one stick tumah. Shloima Melech said, "Hakol Hevel, Hevel Avolim." And the Medrash is telling us, actually, there's a little bit of a mistake at the way we look at Oilam Haba. We look at Oilam Hazeh. I'm sorry. Some people look at it that if I want to be from, if I want to steig in ruchnius, I have to go away from Oilam Hazeh, and that's very hard for me. That's big mysterious nevesh. I don't know if I can take that on. I don't know if I can do that. And the Medrash is megala to us that actually, the proper usage of Oilam Hazeh builds netzach mitzachim in a beautiful way. It builds Oilam Hazeh also, because when you get lost in Oilam Hazeh, it's Hevel HaVolim, and it changes the person to be Hevel HaVolim. When you're Isaac in Hevel HaVolim, you become Hevel HaVolim. But when you use Oilam Hazeh properly, as it enhances the person's life and it makes it Ashurecho Bo'olam Hazeh, V'toyvlecha Lo'olam Haba. As mi yitein tar mitam. If people would only realize Oilam Hazeh is it. Excuse me, don't quote me that I said Oilam Hazeh is the world. I don't want to be misquoted and taken out. But Oilam Hazeh is the place. It's the one and only place. This is where you make your Oilam Haba. That's what Oilam Hazeh is. If we'd only understand it, if we'd only live it the way we should, the way we could, it's a tremendous opportunity to strive to grow from here. And why is this Nirmaz in part? Oh, the Kizeh, there you could explain that there's a very famous remez which is Nomad in Parshas Parah. Zois Chayres to Adam, Adam ki Yamus for Oyel. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Samach Gimel Darshins. What are we saying? Zois Chayres to Adam. If a person walks into an oil a mess and there's a mess, then he becomes tamei. Why is this Chayres to Adam? As Zog the Gemara, it's coming to teach you that Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimim Ela B'Mishamemis Atmoi Olam. Zois HaTorah Adam Ki Yomis Ba'ayah. Where do you find the Torah? By Adam Ki Yomis Ba'ayah. Why in the world is this Nilmad in Parshas Parah? I think Hashem should have written this in Vishinantam Levanecha V'Dibarta Ba. In the Parsha of Talmud Torah, you should teach me Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimim Ela B'Mishamemis Miskaimis Atmoi Olam. The Rambam brings it in the middle of Hilchos Talmud Torah. As the Torah should have written it in the middle of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Pumped in Parshas Chukas, in the middle of Parah Aduma, in the middle of Tumah V'Torah. No shaykes. That's where you write the remez of Adam Tiyamis V'Oyel. But now that we have the Medrash, we understand it in a whole new depth. This is the place, because Parshas Parah Aduma is teaching you Mi Yitein Tahar Mitameh Kodesh Mitar. How do you do that? Adam Kiyamos Ma'ayu. When you use Oilam Hazeh in its proper way, when you learn Bahasmada, when you connect to the Torah, every time you're connecting to the Torah, you're using Oilam Hazeh in its proper way, as then you're building your future to a whole different levels. That's why the remez is in this week's parsha. Adam ki yamuz ba'ayel. That's the way we grow when we build our connection to Torah. But a lot of Bachrim, when they read this, they get very taken aback. Okay, so this means that in order to steig in Torah, to be Torah niskayim, a person has to commit suicide. He has to be yamuz atzmai. He has to mamish kill his hoylom hazeh. There was someone, they told the Bachur, when you go on a date, you should ask the girl, why would you want a boy that's sitting and learning? And you should see what she answers. And someone said, if she answers, she wants a boy to sit and learn because she's willing to be Maisa Nefesh, and it's so hard, but she's willing to do it. As they went to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish said, such an answer, take Mish. If she looks that a life of Torah is she's killing herself, leave it. If she looks that a life of Torah is, it's Mesirut Nefesh, Ayve. So someone went out and said that if she thinks that learning to that having a life of Torah is hard, she's not a good shidduch. And on that I say, Ayve. Living a life of Torah is hard. It's Mesirut Nefesh. Being Shomer Torah is hard. That wasn't the point of the Chazon Ish. But if you look at it, when it's hard, that a mom is killing myself for Torah. If you look at it when it's hard, a mom is giving up on so much. A mom is like losing out on so much. I'm such a loser. Then it's a problem. No one's saying it's not going to be hard. But that hardship is the hardship of investment. It has to go with the proper Havana, the proper understanding of what it's doing. We're investing. We're building. And just like any investment in life, and any building in life, you got to work to make an investment. You got to put effort into it. It doesn't happen on its own. Limat HaTorah is also. As Ein Dibrei Torah Miskayim Ela B'Misha Meimis Atzma Aleh doesn't mean that you have to kill yourself. It means you have to build yourself. It doesn't mean you're giving up life. It means you want to build in yourself a deeper understanding of what real life is. You want to really live life, and you really want to enjoy life to the max. And you don't just only want to enjoy it here. You want to enjoy it l'netzach nitzochim. As Ein Dibrei Torah Miskayim Ela B'Misha Meimis Atzmai Aleh. For somebody who's willing to invest, to build ideas, and to build himself in a way that he's going to have a deeper meaning and a deeper level in life. As really what Parshas Parah is a gilui on what the world is about on a very deep level, on a very meaningful level about life. And like the Mishnah says in Sefer Vav of Avos, Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh v'toiv lecha la'olam hazeh. That's what the Parshas Parah is coming to teach us, the gilui of proper usage of olam hazeh. The people that come and go, Zok Shloima Melech in Koheles, the people that they spend their whole life trying to make loads of money. But when they leave, they come, their hands are like this. They want to grab a lot of money when they're born. But when they're nifter, their hands are straight. They don't take anything that they earn with them. But there are people that feel, when they're in Olam Hazeh, they fill themselves with meaning and with life, and the Netzach Letzachim, they take forever. As a person is Arim brought to the world, he's born naked, and he leaves the world the same way. And then there are people that are very different. This world was the adventure, the journey, the Mahalach that made and built his future. May Olam Hazeh Yotzeh Olam Habo. Zot the Arachayim, a beautiful snake in this week's parsha. It says, Vatamas Shom Miriam. What's the Shom? Vatamas Miriam. What's that Gosha Vatamas Shom Miriam? Zot the Arachayim is coming to make a Hadgosha. That when Sadiqim leave the world, Vatamas Shom, they're leaving Olam Hazeh. But they're going to a very special place. And he says, Moshulamah Dava Daima, there was a diamond that was in a minister's crown, and they decided to move it up to the king's crown. The diamond was much more beautiful and much more special. As Vatamas Shom Miriam, from Inyani Olam Hazeh, she's not here anymore. Her time is finished. She moved on. She moved up. Someone that told me, wow, you're not going to believe what happened to me in work today. My boss gave me a raise. He lifted me up. I became vice president in the company. I made it big. You can't imagine what difference in my salary it is. And you know, eventually I could move on in the company and become even higher in the company. He was so excited. But Thomas Shom Miriam, her whole life in Olam Hazeh was mechuban to this. But Thomas Shom, she lifted up and went higher. It's a different cook, a different look. It's somebody who uses the world in a meaningful way. Because that's the powerful lesson of Parshas Haradim, what it enhances and how it helps us in life. At the end of this week's parsha, that's the Paraduga. We want to fear ice with a Gvaldika Nikud. At the end of this week's parsha, it speaks about the Muhammad of Sichon. Al Kain Yomu Amoishlim, the Muhammad of Sichon Ba'oi. As the Gemara in Baba Basra says, that from here we learn in Mochanes Ayetzer, we have to make a cheshbon. As the Star of Beer, we learn from Mochanes Asichon that you have to make a cheshbon. As Zot the Chofetz Chaim, a Gevaldiker we saw in life. He says, what happened? There was a war. Sichon tried to capture a country and it didn't work. As what did he do? He went down and he strategized. How am I going to capture the country? He sat down, okay, how am I going to win them? He went, he hired Bilam, he was Makal them, and he won the war. Certain times, things don't go in the war the way you want. Sometimes people make deals behind your back. Sometimes things turn around the other way. Sometimes things don't work out in wars, in different things, the way you want it. As what do? You sit and strategize. You have to decide. In this matzah, where the things are going in a different direction, not the way I want, as what do? I strategize. Zot the Chofetz Chaim, that is the most powerful lesson in life. In life, the Yetzer Hara is always miscovered, and he comes in us with different nisyanos. As many people, they sort of like put their hands up and surrender. There's one person that said that one of the tactics the Nazis used was they went when the Americans landed in Normandy, they made a counterattack. They made a lot of noise, and they went over to the guy in charge, and they told him, you're totally surrounded by the Germans. If you're going to surrender, we'll save your life. If not, we're going to come in and kill you. And a lot of them were like so scared, they gave in, they didn't even fight. There were a couple that said no, they called the bluff. The Yetzer Hara is a big bluffer. He uses war tactics. He comes in, give up already, I got you, wrapped around me. There's nothing you could do. He comes in, he scares you, he petrifies you. Zot the Gemara, let's learn from Sichon, war tactics. You got to strategize. In life, you got to think. You got to build yourself. You have to work on yourself. When things are not going the way you are, strategize. And that's the key. The Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Hei brings this Gemara, and he says, this is the yesod of Limud HaMusar, strategizing how to live life. Very interesting. I always thought Limud HaMusar was learning Chovos HaLevavos, the Mesilas Yesharim. I thought it was reading Sfarim. That's Limud HaMusar. And you know something? I'm very proud of myself. I have a Musar say that every day I learn Chovos HaLevavos and Mesilas Yesharim. I'm doing a great job. But some people don't realize that real Limud HaMusar is strategizing how to live your life. Real Limud HaMusar is called thinking about life, strategizing, how to make it more ruchnius, how to make it more meaningful. As that's what we learn now from the Pasuk, Al-Kain Yoimu HaMoishim, Bo'u Tivne V'Sichoinen, just like Sichon, strategize and won the war. Just like every country in the world, when they go to a war, they strategize, how are we going to win the war? How are we going to build our future? As every person in his war with the Yetzer Hara, he has to strategize. And when you strategize and you try to do it, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu helps you, that you should be Mis'ale and Mis'roine. As we learned two Nekudas today, we saw the Nekuda of Parshas Parah, the deep meaning, the inspiration to all of us that we could raise above, we could make from Eilam Hazeh, we could build a beautiful future, the opportunity that we have in this world. And the second Nekuda, to constantly strategize how to do that, how to make our lives more meaningful. And strategize means to do it. There are certain people, by psychology, they're called the Eitzah Givers. Whenever you ask, whenever you have a problem, you go to them, they'll always tell you an Eitzah. It's sort of like, you know, those backseat drivers that don't know how to drive. You ever stand in a car with one of them, like you're driving, no, not there, not there, not there. They always give you Eitzahs. Oh, did you ever drive? Never, but for sure don't do that. Right? As in life, you always have those people, they're the Eitzah Givers. Do this, do that, do this. They love giving Eitzahs to everyone else. But when it comes to their life, making the change, putting the change as your maisa, they're very, very hard. As there are people that Musar is Eitzah giving. And there are people when they're living it, they're strategizing how to make it practical, how to make it happen. There's some yeshiva bachurim that are strategizing, like, what should Israel do with America? How should they handle the matzah they're handling in their diras? Like, if anyone's kilu asking them how to deal, but they'll give the answers. Yeah. How do you deal with Trump and such? No, yeshiva bachurim will give you loads of answers. Yeah. And if you don't want to read the yeshiva bachurim's answers, just buy amis. They'll give you answers. Everyone gives answers how to run the world. You want to be rich? I'll give you aces too. I'll give you loads of aces. I have my hashkafas, my ideas about everything in the world. Tachlis, when it comes to lamaisa, are you doing something in your life? Are you changing? Are you becoming what you could become? Or you're just hacking and talking about all day long what the mir should be doing better, what Israel should be doing better, the shidduchim world, how we can make it a better world. We're hacking all the time about all the world's problems, but we forget. What about our problems? What are we doing about it? Yeah. That's Limud HaMusar. Yoimru HaMoishna. The people who have ruled on themselves and ruled in the world, they know you gotta bring it lamaisa, you gotta strategize and make actions. Make something work. Life is always changing and throwing new angles. You gotta strategize and find it. Hashem Yazor, we should all together be learning in our lives how to build it, to make it the most beautiful futures, to make ourselves the most beautiful people and special people, that we should be Zeicha tremendously, each and every one of us. Sheyotza mea oilam hazeh mashu gadol. Sheyotza mincha mashu tor v'kadosh v'gadol v'yaisa.